Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How much life insurance do we need? What kinds are available? And what's it like when someone you love doesn't have enough? Let's go in depth with Todd Chambers with the McKay Insurance Agency, Knoxville. So, Todd, how much life insurance does a person need?
We typically look at their income, at their situation with their children, college funding, and so forth. But the numbers always tend to be about 10 to 12 times what their annual income is.
Okay, and why is that? What's the rationale? Why, let's say that the guy that has or gal that has more money, they could sock more away. Maybe they need less life insurance, and the person with less money, maybe should be getting more.
Sure. It depends on what they want their lifestyle to be, what they want the lifestyle for their loved ones to be afterwards. If you want to maintain that similar lifestyle, then that number comes back to 10 to 12 times, whether you're making $10,000 a year or $100,000 a year. That way you can maintain the same lifestyle and not have to sell the home or put off college or put off retirement.
Okay, and so let's just say I think the median income for Marion County household income is like, what, $46,000, something like that?
I believe so, yes.
And so for that middle person, so they should have $500,000 worth of life insurance?
That would be an approximate number, yes, depending on their specific situation. But, yeah, that'd be pretty close.
Okay, and so is the idea then that that helps support your family when you're gone?
Yeah, that way, if you took, say, your $500,000 and drew off 5% a year off of that, that'd get you $25,000 a year. But the great thing about life insurance is that's tax-free. So you're going to pass on tax-free money. You're going to have some less expenses due to one person being out of the household. And $25,000 a year tax-free income should get you close to the lifestyle that you had been maintaining.
Presuming that the person that's left is a contributing member of the family.
Correct. And that's why I say sometimes situations are a little bit different. If you have one member of the household that is earning all of the income, the situation could be, you may need to go up a little bit more from that 10 to 12%, or 10 to 12 times.
Okay, so you might want to go 20 times.
I've never gone that high on one. We've done some that were 14 times, depending on how young their children were, they're wanting to pay for college, different expense needs. If somebody owns a business, we've got different situations then. You also need to include their liabilities in there. So if they've got business liabilities or a new large home expense, something like that, we may need to insure just a little bit more.
And so you need to think about insuring spouses at different rates, maybe?
It's very possible, yeah. We often, one spouse will have a different amount of insurance than the other spouse.
So, like, if one of them makes twice as much, they'll have twice the insurance?
Not necessarily always that cut and dry to be twice the amount of insurance. For example, possibly the one that makes less provides more child care. It might be that the husband is staying home or the wife is staying home and they're providing more child care, which is the reason for less income. Surviving spouse would need some money then to pay for that child care because they don't have the spouse there to still take care of that.
And so the person selling the insurance needs to know the lifestyle, the family structure, who's working where, lots about the family.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not just a cut-and-dry situation on life insurance. We really need to get to know the people, find out their situation, if there's special needs, if there are children with special needs or grandkids with special needs even. Many times we'll see a grandparent that has a child or grandchild with some sort of special needs, and they want to leave money to take care of them.
Okay, so those little
postcards I get in the mail that say sign up here for $250,000 or whatever for whatever a month.
Right.
Don't do that.
Well, you're not getting personalized service. You may get something that's inexpensive, although, you know, those same things that you get as cards in the mail, you can get those same rates through your local agent. And then you can work with somebody that's independent and will get to know you better. For example, we can get the commercials that you see, a 40-year-old male can get $500,000 worth of term insurance for under $20 a month. We can do that exact same thing here. It's determining if it's the right thing for you is what's important.
You mean the guy on the TV isn't going to help me?
Yeah, probably not. I don't know that Alex Trebek's coming over to figure that situation out.
But it must be convincing. People must do it or they wouldn't be putting the ads on.
I think, you know, we look at in retirement planning or life insurance in general, I've seen posters that say and read quotes that say we put more thought into where we're going to go out to eat Friday night than what we do about our financial livelihood. And granted, that's a blanket statement, but I see that often where we don't want to think about life insurance because it's not a fun thing to think about. It's not a fun thing to spend money on. But buying life insurance isn't about the person buying it. It's about the people that they love that they're leaving that money for.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about how much life insurance is enough with Todd Chambers with the McKay Insurance Agency, Knoxville.
Now, speaking of people that we love, and this is something that people really don't want to talk about, is life insurance for kids, because no parent wants, every parent wants to go before their kids.
Absolutely.
But people need to think about that, don't they?
Yeah, and for a couple of reasons. One thing that we typically look at is, what if the child becomes uninsurable later on in life? What if they have a disease or they have diabetes or cancer or have a heart issue, something that prevents them from getting life insurance later on in life, but yet they have a need? They may still live a good lifestyle. They may get married, have kids, but no longer be able to buy life insurance due to some sort of health condition. So a lot of times, parents will buy a permanent policy for their child when they're younger and then turn over ownership of that policy to the child when they become of legal age.
Okay, so there's reasons to deny. The industry will deny life insurance for certain conditions. It makes economic sense, but that doesn't help the family.
Correct. Yeah, it's we have to go through our physical, and they'll look at our medical records. And when I say physical, it's not a full physical by any means, but they will look at our health history and determine if we are quote unquote insurable. We can get standard rates or preferred rates or substandard rates, or they could decline us depending on the situation.
Well, and that makes sense, because if somebody's on their deathbed, they
sure.
They don't want to fund that.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense for anybody.
Correct. And I would add, it's not as bad as it seems on declining people, especially if you work with an independent agent that has multiple insurance companies that you can go to. Some companies are better than others. And granted, this isn't something to keep you from getting insurance, but it helps you with your rates. We do work with a couple carriers that say if somebody has tobacco, they still consider them non-smoker. So we know we need to go to them for certain clients. I know I've got a couple of carriers that are better for people age 50 to 70. So I'm going to go to them for the folks in that age range. And I would say the same for, we've got companies that are better at working with for somebody that maybe has had a certain cancer in the past. And so we can go out and find the right carrier for the client.
So how many carriers might you look at? I mean, do you regularly look at 5, 10?
We've got roughly 20 that are kind of on our list, especially if we're looking at the term policies. Permanent policies, the variable universal lives, the universal life, we've got about a dozen that we'll look at there.
So aside from term, what other policies are available?
Sure. You can term, universal life, which is just a set. You've got a premium that you pay. You'll always pay the same premium. It's got a no-lapse guarantee rider, so as long as you always pay your premium, you've always got life insurance. You've got variable universal life, which ties in equities. It ties in, let's just say, stock and bond performance to your policy, and then there's whole life. There's many variations on all those policies, though. For example, if you know you need life insurance and you know you need long-term care insurance, but you don't necessarily want to pay for both, we've got some carriers that will combine those policies, which is a great thing. Many times if we end up in a nursing home for months before we pass away, we may not have the funding for that. And then we just know that our beneficiary is going to have to use the life insurance money to pay it back. With this life access rider, long-term care rider, you can use 2% of your death benefit every month for 50 months and pay for your nursing home out of your life insurance benefit while you're still living.
But how do I know what's going to happen if I need that or not?
As MetLife says, it's insuring the what if in life. We cover what may happen. We don't know if it'll happen, but it's sure good to have there in place if that situation arises.
So it seems that the possibilities are the same for all of us. I mean, let's just say that we all have different genetic compositions, but it would seem that there should be a policy that would fit most people. No?
You know, everybody's situation is different. Just like when we were talking about how much do you need insurance for. Depends on what you can afford, what your comfort level is. If you're a more aggressive person, you may like the idea of being in equities with your life insurance, because then you can pull money back out tax-free out of that policy. You may just be comfortable with having a permanent policy that, hey, I just know my insurance is there. And some people may want to have a term policy that covers a certain need. And then typically we have a combination of. You may have your permanent policy in place and then have a term policy that's around for while your kids are around or before they go to college, or while you have a mortgage or certain debts, you might have that term to cover that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about how much life insurance is enough with Todd Chambers with the McKay Insurance Agency, Knoxville.
So how do you figure this out? Let's just say I walk in here, you don't know me, I just was walking by and saw the sign. How do you figure out all of this information about somebody? Is there a questionnaire? Do you have a conversation?
It's really a conversation. We just need to sit down and get to know the client. And granted, we have people that walk in and say, hey, I need $500,000 worth of term. That's what I want. And we can do that. We can get them that. But if they want to know what they really need and get the full advice, we need to just sit down and have the conversation. We need to talk about income and assets and debts and kids and concerns and everything that comes along with that.
Does somebody that's, let's say, 25, just starting a family, do they need different coverage than, let's say, somebody that's 60?
Yeah, typically, yes. Typically, they're going to need, you know, as you said, starting a family, they're going to want to cover more for while that child is at home and through the college years. They've got a larger debt, typically. Anyway, I mean, obviously, it's not a blanket statement, but typically the 25-year-old has more debt than the 60-year-old. They've got more needs than the 60-year-old. So there would be a different need, and that might be the situation where we look at more of the variable and the term, as opposed to if a 60-year-old came in, we probably look more at a universal life. So that's where the different types of insurance can come into.
So the young person might end up paying more than the older person?
No, depending on how much insurance they got, but probably not. For example, you can look at a 30-year-old female $500,000 term and it'd be about $20 a month.
Wow, that's not a lot. And, I mean, you can go out to eat, take your family out to eat at a fast food restaurant, and it'll cost a lot more than that.
That's right. And that's $500,000 for 20 years. So we've covered up to age 50 for that 30-year-old.
Okay, so and then what's it going to cost for the 60-year-old in good health?
It really depends on what we're looking at. It's going to be, if we're looking at $100,000, maybe it's going to be over $100 a month for that 60-year-old to get $100,000.
That's still a good investment.
It is, yes. And we can show, if people want to see what the investment really is, we can show the rate of return on that investment every year. So if you were to live until age 82, here was your return on investment. It gives people an idea if they think it's worth it or if they should just keep their money and invest it themselves.
You know, one of the saddest stories I've ever seen?
Underinsured.
Well, yeah, a young man with a family without any life insurance that died by accident.
Yes.
Does that happen very often?
It does, and it happens more often than we think. And typically people will say, oh, I've got this amount of insurance through work. Well, if a health situation arises and they can no longer work, or if they get fired or quit their job, that insurance goes away, and they don't necessarily realize the fact that, well, that was where all my life insurance was tied to my job. They need to look at and work with and own their own policy. It happens more often than not that somebody passes away without insurance and leaves family in a tough situation. And that's where when we look at the files, we go in and look at the file cabinets and look at our – those aren't just files. Those are lives. Those are families. And those are people that we're going to have a conversation with someday, that we need to make sure that when the wife or the husband comes in and says, am I going to be okay, we say, yeah. Because I don't want to have that conversation where I know we don't have enough money to cover the bills.
And so people just of whatever age need to, if you don't have it, you need to talk to somebody that, locally that will sell it to you.
Yes.
And make sure you're covered, have the conversation. Okay, and if they have it, how often do they need to check in?
I would say every couple of years, because any policy that was sold before 2000... It may look like a permanent policy. It may look like it may say universal life policy, but those were adjustable rate. Many times they were sold on interest rates. If you go back to the 80s, they were sold on interest rates of 10%. I don't think we're going to see 10% interest rates for a while. And that's a fixed interest rate, not a variable. So if they're not getting that, there's a chance that their policy will go away at some point. So they need to have somebody review that for them, make sure that they've got the right coverage. Beyond that, I'd say every couple of years need to have somebody just sit down and review to make sure it's the right policy, the right amount, right time frame.
Now, when you walk down the street, you see two kinds of people from your business mind. You see, those are my clients, those aren't my clients. Do you ever think, oh, I better talk to that guy or gal because I haven't seen them in a while? Do you ever think that?
Yeah, often I run into people and say, hey, we should get together for a cup of coffee and just review things for you. Because like I said earlier, I want to make sure that when I have that conversation with somebody and they say, am I going to be okay? That the answer is yes, because I've had that conversation on both ends before where somebody didn't sit down and have the conversation to have enough insurance, brought in their statements, and it wasn't enough. But we've also had the conversation where you're able to give them a hug and say, things are going to be good financially anyway. We just got to get through these tough times.
Thanks to Todd Chambers for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.